Welcome everyone once again to the Victor Balzer podcast. Today is a very special episode because this is the last video of the 2018 season we're going to be breaking down. And I feel like I mentioned in the video before, I hit a plateau in game 9. And game 10, we had a rough loss. You'll find out shortly. And I need a way to lift the spirit. So I use my, at that time I felt I had some sort of talent or skill or my craft to boost the team morale up. And I'll break down what some of the boys were saying after they watched it. Some of the boys got pretty emotional. They got mentally right, and you know, let's get it done. So I feel like I did help aiding in the loss, in the recovery of the loss, and also in making them feeling a little bit more connected and unified. I like to think so. Obviously, they're a good team as is, but let's just tap right in before I talk about backstories forever. Ready? We're going live now.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
Rev it in. We're pressing a little bit. I don't think we're pressing a little bit. We're pressing a lot. We gotta quit pressing so hard. Every time we touch the ball, every time we go for a play on offense, we're trying to score 2 touchdowns. You gotta get out of trying to score 2 touchdowns. We're getting out of what we do. We fair catch when they poop. We don't go try to make a play. I don't need 3 yards. We're not gonna run it back for a touchdown. There's 5 guys there. You fair catch, you catch it, and our offense comes out. We run a hitch, an out, or something, get the bars out of bounds. We're staying in bounds. We have to catch the ball on our RPO. We have to make sure that they're paying it. Everything. Hey, we went through a really bad pass there. We didn't get the ball 3-4 times in a row, it seemed like. But we have to continually know what we're doing. The backside has to talk.
Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever. At the end of pain is success. You're not gonna die because you're feeling a little pain. The days of you getting money, I'm not saying we quitting, but I'm saying the day has gotta go from external to internal. You have to give it everything you got.
I was on touchdown that game too.
Either we heal as a team, we're gonna crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Things get taken from. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, 1/2 a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch. And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You gotta look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're gonna see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're gonna do the same for him.
Hell yeah.
That's a team, gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you gonna do?
Pretty much emotional. Truthfully, I was a little more emotional because I was there that day. I'd gone through the whole season with the gentlemen, the boys, and you know what it's like to have a devastating loss like that on senior night, especially after the momentum we had. And a lot of the players said, "Bro, the video got me emotional. I started crying." And the next one will be very emotional also. But first thing, let's just start going breaking through it. We'll start right now. First thing, the sky was beautiful for whatever reason. How fitting that is that we lost. Went under shots. I had the gimbal this time, and this under around shot with my bread and butter 4K. The ISO fluctuates a little too much. If I didn't take that into account because you're on a little LCD screen. A lot of cinematographers have another LED screen that you put on top of the camera where you can see a better quality of it. Or you can just go on a set ISO and set your settings locked in. And then you can use a light meter to make sure you go, maybe drop the ISO, drop by a f-stop, all that stuff. Again, beautiful 4K getting through. And so you guys heard the story, Sylvester Stallone. I just went in literally and pulled at it. I hadn't tried a voiceover. Normally they're kind of cheesy. But I feel that in this case it kind of worked. Looking back, it seems more cheesy now than it did at the time. But it fits the meaning. I mean, the meaning. And, we just go through it, and then the boys, you know, were able to bounce back down the stretch. Right here, gimbal, nice longer shot. Don't feel the urge to cut. I cut to the mood in this one. Other videos that are, like, fast, you've seen early in the season, they cut quick. And this one's longer takes. You know, this one, our guy getting chucked out of bound. Anthony's running with the ball. And it's just little things like that. I'm on the 135 millimeter L lens for the Canon. And I didn't do much with the color yet. I do touch upon a color in a little bit. But right now I just had the audio carry it, the music, little things like that. Smooth. I kept it slow-mo to fit the mood. I do ramp at other times depending on the music. But this one was just all slow-mo throughout to fit the mood, the nice slow music and all that stuff. And it's usually a change of pace from football. Not much else here. One thing is always, like we mentioned before, match the mood of the music with your video, if either slow, fast. exciting. And then the voiceover stuff, make sure you try to do it right. I spent, it took me a couple days to do. I think I put it up on Monday as opposed to like Saturday or Sunday like other videos. I put in more time, and it's the longest one this season. You can tell the care that went into it. It's a nice rack focus right there, beautiful. When you're at 135, 2.8, you can get a good rack. This one is handheld, 1.4 on an ND filter, Sigma, 30mm. And then 120 frames a second. Normally I go 4K in the meetings. I think I just went 120 because I kept it there. What I do to help myself out on the Sony, you have these knobs like 1 and 2, and which are presets. You can preset your settings, picture profile, f-stop, aperture, everything. And all you gotta do is switch one. So my number one is 4K, 24 frames a second, the pinnacle, the beautiful picture profile. And then my two is right here. Look at the color.
Inch by inch.
We're in hell right now, gentlemen. I changed to blue because all we got is each other. That's my sim. That's what I was trying to get at. Truthfully, I didn't mess around with color like Laguna Beach. This one, I was like, I went with all blue, get rid of all the color, and we're unified. We're Western blue. So when you strip everything away and leave only the blue, I feel that it's unified at that point. And that's all we got. Unifying as a team. We bleed blue. Western High School playing your football. And then things get taken from us. And you can tell for some, Premiere does a really good job of stripping the other colors away. And especially when we go all blue in unis, I love to do this effect, or when we got prominent blue. It's tough to do it on a white because you don't got much blue. But anyway, going back to my settings on the A6300, my one is 4K, 24 frames a second. And then you switch them off to two when you're in running gun mode, and those are your two big settings. So before a big shoot, if you know you're gonna, you need to go at 30 frames a second, and 120, you have those two sets up, or you can go two sorts of 4K, maybe you go 24 and 30, different picture profile for different settings or different moods. Like this one is a 120 frames a second, and like I said, lighting makes a difference. You can tell as we're going through the season, certain lights and certain angles, like the sunset's gone here. We got no sunset, we're on stadium light. The earlier shots with cash on the ball, and we got good sunlight, looks a lot more beautiful. This one's not bad with this, it looks better now. This isn't too bad because you can see the blue strong. And like I said, I always add a bit of blue. I crank up the saturation on the blue, not too much. If you oversaturate it, it looks oversaturated. This might be a little oversaturated, but it looks that way because you strip away all the colors. If everything's there, it'll just be kind of nice. Like on this one with a camera phone recording, because I didn't get the angle, and one of my photographer girls, Natalie, had it, so she did a good job. 4K, first time using the gimbal, that's a beautiful shot. Probably the best shot all season. Pulled away. The one thing you do notice, a little jolt with the gimbal, and that's because it's the Crane 2, not the V2. And it's a lighter gimbal, it's a smaller gimbal. When you get to a big, beefier gimbal, like the DJI ones, the Ronin, the two-handed ones, you'll be able to get nice, smoother, silkier shots because it holds the weight. When I step in the jolt. Again, beautiful picture on this one. This was originally the blue. And like I said, the audio and the storytelling from, I think, Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday. I hadn't seen the movie. I just found that clip on YouTube. I then went to go see the movie couple weeks later. I'm like, bro, very fitting. I like it. Jamie Foxx did a great job in that film too. And right here, got our thing going. Beautiful little pass. This one, like I said, with a different lens. I think it was a 50-350, and it's not an L lens, so the f-stop as you zoom in and out would fluctuate. And I think part of the story, I built something up from loss to unity. The last shot is us together. And this one, for some reason, I don't know why, I felt like it clicked. The flow clicked from all the reps I've done, because there was no story in the first 4 or 5 videos. This one right here, the team running out to fading out, this is what's next. And I don't know, I do remember that's the way I wanted to go, and for some reason, it just happened that way. But that's, like I said, how many weeks of work? 10 weeks. Week 10, I finally got to this level. You're not going to get the results in 1, 2, 3 days. This is week 10 from doing a bunch of videos, editing quickly, and just trying to get better. I started focusing on getting better. I think after John Glenn, for sure, our Grove, Artesia, all these videos started getting better. Hit a plateau, and I could have just stunk, but this video was probably my favorite thus far. I don't know. I like them all, but the color was good. I had color storytelling, visual storytelling, and then audio storytelling, so that's pretty much it. So I pretty much broke everything down. I'm not going to ramble on too long because it's one of the longer breakdown podcasts, but I hope you guys enjoyed this. Push to try new things or try old things and mix and match like we did. We did a little bit of everything in this video, and I think it turned out very, very, very well. And then can't wait for you guys to see the next one. Like always, keep it cool, clean, and crispy. Shout out to the people we got to give shout outs to. And we'll see you guys next time.